Hey, good evening, everyone. This is the regularly scheduled meeting of the Pacifica National Board of Finance. It is August 28th at 5:38 p.m. Pacific, 38 p.m. Eastern Time. My name is Tracy Rosenberg. I'm a KPFA listener rep and the chair of this committee. We're going to start by having our secretary, our Paul Martin from WBAI, call the roll.
Okay, Ken Aaron. Jim Boyd.
Here.
Okay, Jim Boyd is here. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Here.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, now we can. With some noise.
Marcus Jeter. Campbell Johnson?
Here.
Kim Kaufman?
Here.
R. Paul Martin?
Here.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Here.
Alex Steinberg?
Present.
Barbara Wipperman?
Here.
LaVarn Williams? And going with Ken Aaron? Not. All right. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. We have eight. That's a quorum. Tracy? Tracy, we cannot hear anything from you.
I would suspect that's the double beep we just heard of her falling off.
Okay, so I assume she'll be back here within mere seconds.
And we have guests. Do you want to identify them, too?
Oh, yes. Could our guests please say who they are?
Good evening. This is John Hughes, General Manager of WPFW.
Welcome, John.
Robert West, John. Business Manager.
Welcome.
Did you get that all, Paul?
Yeah. Is somebody in a construction area?
Yeah, it sounds like somebody's running a Mimeo off there.
Well, it sounds like they're...
What's a Mimeo?
We'll explain that for the younger listeners on that. All right, so I guess we should wait a couple seconds here for Tracy to get back.
Yeah.
The
I'll call or Bill... Oh, let me ask. Do either of you know if LaVarn will be on the call tonight?
Appears to be indicating no.
Okay.
In this afternoon's email.
I think she had a doctor's appointment.
She had a doctor's appointment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or, Paul, why don't you go ahead and continue while Tracy comes back?
Tracy
you can go over the agenda.
Right. Over the agenda.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. The agenda, as we have it.
Hi, guys. Sorry, I apologize. My phone died for a couple minutes. Where are we?
We're about to talk about the agenda.
Okay, well, let me make a note that Ken Aaron had mentioned he might not be able to be here because he's on vacation, for the record. So I guess we'll call that an excused absence. And,
No, we don't have those on this committee.
No, we don't. But right. I'll just say that for the record. Where are we with the agenda? Have we approved it?
No, we're about to announce what it is.
Okay. Well, it's pretty straightforward. It basically goes approve the pending minutes. Number one, deal with the WPFW budget. Number two, and if time and energy allow, we have a pending item to look at the KPFK and KPFA fourth quarter forecast. But I don't know if we'll get there tonight or not. That's it. Are there any changes or modifications anybody wants to suggest?
Barbara for the stack.
Yes, Barbara?
When we talk about the fourth quarter forecast, you mean the reports that the GMs turned in at the end of July?
And the CFO's fourth quarter forecast.
Yes, okay.
Well.
I would like to have ours dealt with at the same time that we're doing the budget on Thursday. Both our business manager and our general manager will be on the call, so we could do the forecast maybe first. And I don't know if the GM will stay for the whole meeting.
Oh, really? Okay.
I mean, he may. I just meant the forecast, you know, was what he prepared, so I wanted to make sure we would deal with it when he was there.
Well, we're not generally asking the GMs to be there when we deal with the forecasts. Certainly the K manager is not going to be with us when we necessarily deal with the forecast, so I'm not sure that's the issue. However, any modification to the agenda can be suggested, so that is hereby suggested. I am going to object. My feeling is we probably won't get to it anyway, but I don't think having the business manager and the GM on the phone call when we discuss the forecast is the criteria for when we place it on the agenda.
It wasn't my only reason for asking. I didn't think we were doing it tonight, and I don't have the papers with me.
Okay. Are there any other changes or modifications to the agenda
Kim
on the floor?
Kim for the staff.
Yeah, Kim.
I don't have the papers right in front of me either, but I'm sure that they can be found. I have no problem going over it. I mean, they were kind of directed at the Finance Committee in the first place, and, you know, we're just taking a look. That's what we need to do, is know what to expect. I mean, I certainly have issues with my station.
Okay. Anybody else for the staff?
But either way, I don't care, you know. I mean, but the fact
I
that...
Think,
I mean,
yeah, I think the odds are
here
way low.
Relevant.
Yeah, I think the odds are way low that we're going to get there. But that said, I'd like to leave the agenda as is. So if there's no further discussion, why don't we go ahead and vote on the amendment? We can vote it up or down, and then we'll vote on either the amended agenda or the unamended original agenda.
I wasn't really asking for a vote. I, you know, you guys have expressed your opinion. Let's just leave it.
Okay. All right. So I guess there's a motion to approve the agenda as originally submitted. Can put me down for that, or Paul. Are there any objections?
I'll abstain because I thought that the amendment was valid and something that we should consider for each of the stations, frankly.
Yeah. Okay, well then, our Paul, since there's an abstention, why don't you go ahead and call the roll on the motion? I think that's what we have
okay.
to do.
Motion is to approve the agenda.
Yes.
And Ken Aaron. Jim Boyd?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Yes.
Marcus Jenner? Campbell Johnson?
Abstain.
Kim Kaufman?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin? Yes. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Barbara Whipperman?
Abstain.
LeVon Williams. And the vote is 6-0 against, 2 abstentions.
Great. Okay. So at this point in time, I think we'll pretty much use the same procedure that we used for the BAI budget. Is Robert West on the call or not on the call?
I'm here.
Hi, Robert. Okay, so we've got 3 folks from PFW. We don't have the LSB treasurer, which is a little frustrating, but it's what happened, and hopefully he'll show up at some point. I think the order that will go in, and I think what we basically want to do here is just get a little bit of an update on the process that the budget has been through before it came here, and then, you know, kind of talking us through the various things in the budget that people feel we should pay attention to. And then we will go through a question and answer and then a comment period. And I think what we'll do, if it's possible, is we'll have the start off, then we'll go to the business manager, and then we'll go to the PUF, Campbell. And I think what we'll try to do is keep it to 10 minutes apiece. I'm guessing the content will be fairly rich, and we might want to stop at the end of each session for some questions, but we'll try to keep that to factual questions. And then at the end, we can have our discussion, and people can direct comments or questions to any of the three of them or the four of them.
Madam Chair,
does that sound okay?
Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, we have an agenda item here. A minute.
Huh? Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. Okay. Campbell, what's your question or point of order?
Yes. Well, it wasn't a point of order, but you had mentioned three things, process, question, and answer, and then something else, and I didn't get that something else. Your voice had been going out just episodically.
Oh, well, what I was basically...
The last thing, I think, was the order that you wanted the presentations in.
Yeah, so I was thinking, as I said, GM followed by business manager followed by PNB member to keep it to about 10 minutes each. Okay. Well, now we've got four. So there goes that whole structure. Okay, so I think what we'll do is we'll go GM, business manager, LSB treasurer, and PNB member. Again, try to keep it to 10 minutes at least. You can certainly supplement each other's information. If you're speaking later in the grid, then try to cover stuff you think is important the others haven't covered. I think we'll probably pause at the end of each presentation for, like, clarifying questions, but not for full comments. You know, just questions about, I didn't understand what you said by XYZ.
And you mentioned process, Q&A, and then what was the last piece?
Comment discussions, my feelings about this or this, or I'd like to see that happen, or whatever. But that we will do that as a group at the end after we've been through all the presentations. So the questions and answers here will be as factual as possible. And we'll try to keep them fairly short, and if we don't get to everybody's questions, we'll punt it to the end so we know we get through all the presentations. Does that sound okay?
Okay.
All right, so let's start with the GM of WPFW, which is John Hughes.
Madam Chair.
And, yes, our call? Sorry, right, the minutes then. Okay, so we will start with John Hughes in just a minute. First, we've got to take a look at our pending minutes, which would be the ones from the 21st.
Yes.
They've been sent out to everyone. I think they came about 2 o'clock this afternoon. Is there a motion to approve or to modify those minutes?
Jim, motion to approve
minutes. Okay. Any objections?
Discussion for staff.
Okay. Okay.
I didn't have an opportunity to review them, and... I think that it would be important, I don't know if, you know, so I don't know what's on them, but I think it would be important for a notation to indicate that they were not passed by the LSB.
What? The
BAI budget was not passed by the LSB.
That's a fact. Now, I just want to be clear that in the meeting of August 14th, where we did extensions, we made that fairly clear, both on the stream and in the minutes. But I don't have any objection to including that in the minutes of the meeting on the 21st, since it is a fact. Paul, do you know offhand if that content is in there? I imagine that it is. Our Paul was pretty clear about it.
Let me bring that one up.
Okay.
I think I didn't write that specifically in there because we had... I think it's in the previous minutes, but we could certainly... yes, the 21st. Let's see, I'm looking very fast here through this.
I know.
And, okay, yeah, we should put that in then, okay.
Okay, so, Campbell, if our Paula's adds a sentence to that effect, would that address your concern?
That's fine, yes.
Okay.
Bill for the stack.
Okay, Bill?
On that same thing, could we add that it was not approved by the LSB, but it was past the deadline for submission, and that's why we went ahead and approved it?
That was kind of mumbly. What did you say, Bill?
Could you add that in addition to it not being approved by the LSB, that it was past the deadline for the budget submission, and that's why the NFC went ahead and did the budget?
within the budget.
Okay.
Something to that effect.
Something to that effect.
Okay.
All righty.
So can you tell us what the modified language sounds like, Arpal, so we can vote it up or down?
Fast, let me go over here. So it's, one second.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, the WBII LSP did not vote to approve the FY13 draft budget proposal, and so, it being past the deadline, the NFC took up consideration of the budget.
Okay, that sounds factual to me. So, does someone want to make a motion to approve the minutes as amended? Jim, can you change your previous motion to...
motion that the minutes be passed as amended.
Okay. Any objections? Okay. We're done. So with that, we will use the sort of budget frame structure that I laid out since I heard no objections. And Mr. Hughes, if you could start off.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and members of the committee. The WPFW financial budget for FY 2013 is based on the following objectives. Number one is to maintain and sustain the operational integrity of the WPFW broadcast license. Number two, provide resources for WPFW to meet its full fundraising capacity for FY 2013, including the implementation of new approaches to fundraising, i.e., to reinvigorate fundraising for WPFW. Number three, prepare and implement the move to a new facility. And number four, realign staff in accordance with the projected revenue and expenses, including payments to the national office. Management, having conducted a thorough and realistic analysis of WPFW's projected revenue and expenses, it's been determined that reductions to personnel costs must be made. I'll conclude my initial comments here and certainly answer questions and or go into more detail with respect to the objectives that I just outlined.
Okay. Well, that was nice and concise. I'm sure that there will be lots of follow-up. So with that, I guess we will move on to the business manager, Robert West, with whatever comments you want to provide.
I don't have anything to add at this time.
Well, okay, this will give us lots of time to discuss all the details. Okay, so at this point, we're going to move on to the LSB treasurer, Marcus Jetter. Marcus, whatever you want to point our attention towards. Marcus, are you there? Am I there? Marcus?
You're there, Madam Chair.
Okay, well, I was just checking. So Marcus is not with us at this moment, so I guess we will flip the order and give the floor to Campbell, and then we will move to Marcus afterwards. Marcus, is that you?
Oh, can you hear me now?
Can you hear you now, yes. We couldn't hear you before.
Okay, that's
okay.
I'm sorry. I had no substantive involvement in the development of this budget, so I'm going to pass. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. You can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. So you have your 10 minutes now to, to sort of tell us what to look for in the budget.
I keep talking, and I guess you can't hear me, so let's try it again. what I said was I had no substantive involvement in the preparation of this budget, so I'm going to pass.
Okay, this is interesting. All right, so that brings us to Campbell. Campbell, your turn.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And, you know, the comment from Marcus, in a sense, would be somewhat dittoed for us. We ran into a bit of several problems structurally. First, the template that we received did not contain the FY 2011 audit, nor the 2012 year-to-date when we first received them. These items were added later, and it became clear when we were looking at the first captions there. Unfortunately, they missed some important subcategories that usually we would have in there. But in looking back at some prior statements, for example, the year-to-date first 6 months actuals through March of 2012, I found that the captions that were listed in our budget template were not captured in the actuals from the prior period. So while one of the things that I had as an initial concern, and I think that we all should have, is not comparing budgets against budgets. And I saw from the KPFA documentation that they were very thorough in comparing budgets with prior results, actual results and everything, and that, you know, this was a definite advantage for them, and we haven't had full opportunity to engage that, I guess, as all of us would have liked to. Now, I would like to mention also that our LSB has had interest in pursuing the approval process, and our LSB chair, in fact, had set two meetings including one on weekend, where this is what he was attempting to do to get the LSB fully engaged. Unfortunately, at the last minute, I guess something came up whereby our treasurer was not able to make the weekend meeting, which I expect we all thought that he would be making from the prior LSB meeting. But so at any rate, what took place is that, we did not have that kind of approval. However, our LSB chair is interested in having an approval of the budget, either at a meeting that may be called prior to our next regularly scheduled LSB meeting, or his intention is to have it at the LSB meeting. So I think that we are looking at a station that is interested in the process, in full engagement of the process, and would like to go forward with that. Although I'm clear that the deadline was that this was to have been done by today, and we do not have the approval as of today. But I think that our general manager is given a very concise and comprehensive, overlook to it. I've talked with him about various areas in the budget, and I have to say that I'm fully satisfied, not just in terms of the budget, but as chair of the relocation committee, which is facing a major responsibility coming up, that we can have the wherewithal to accomplish everything we need to accomplish under his leadership. Thank you.
All right.
To sleep.
Okay, so at this point in time, we actually did that much more quickly than one would have thought. Is everyone clear about the document that we're looking at, or do we need to take a second to clarify that?
I have a about the document itself, I have to say on my copy, the capital items are all almost entirely errors. In other words, there's a spreadsheet problem that I'm seeing with capital items.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and open it right now, and I will see if I'm experiencing that. Sometimes there are issues with updating files.
This is Bill. I can respond to that.
Question, Paul, is that on the PDF or the Excel, or
the
both?
Excel.
On the Excel?
Spreadsheet, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, we try to work with Excel documents if at all possible, because PDFs are merely budgetary summaries.
This is Bill.
Let's take a look. Let me open up this Excel document and see what I get.
This is Bill. I can respond to that.
Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I talked to LaVorne this afternoon, and I just suggested the quickest way to get us that information would speed us into the PDF, and that's why she sent us that. But the because I was having the same problem, I was getting errors on all of the capital items for FY13, because it was referencing an
external file.
But it's in the PDF that she sent us. But I had a question, though, because LaVorne sent us two spreadsheets today, and I don't know if they're
the same.
Or just for reference, are we just looking at the one that we
got this morning?
I think the one she sent this afternoon is the same, but I didn't
hear
every
number.
Yeah, I'm a little frustrated with working with a PDF, but okay.
Well, no, there was a spreadsheet that she also sent this afternoon.
Yeah. No, I've got the spreadsheet open, and yes, the capital expenses get fluffed up, which is unfortunate. So let's see what we can do with the PDF. All right.
Madam Chair, may I ask that technical term that you used about capital expenses? Fluffed up?
Fluffed up. Screwed up.
Oh, okay.
You don't read clear. All right.
That came through on the PDF, okay.
Yeah, I know. It's just that there's assumptions, information, and other things that you capture in an Excel document that are helpful. But... oh, well, we have to work with what we have, so hold on.
Well, the assumptions are not in the spreadsheet anyway. I didn't see any of the other
worksheets
in the spreadsheet.
No.
Right, it's just a single spreadsheet, so there's nothing else in there.
Awesome. Well, I don't know if this budget is going to end up quite ready for to go, but... So... all right, so the chair is struggling a bit, so the chair will try to get a document up that works. In the meantime, is there anyone who has any questions for any of our presenters? Just because I know Bill had some material.
Yeah, I could go if you want.
Let's start some of that going, and we'll catch up with the document in a moment. Bill, I know you had some questions. Do you want to start us off?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to reference an email that I sent out
late this morning.
We got the spreadsheet, so I'll just go through that.
So I'll just go through that, and I sent it
to
John and Robert.
Thank
you both for being on the call, and I'm not trying to give you a hard time.
We're going over the budget.
We mostly try to compare
last year's values.
Well, the last two years, the FY11 audited value and the
projection of FY12
through the end of the fiscal year.
Try to compare those
with the budgeted
FY13
values. So if there's a significant difference, then it just helps to have an explanation. I'm sure you have explanations. I just don't know what they are.
So the first question about depreciation.
LaVorne answered that. She says that was correct.
It was blank in the spreadsheet.
It was blank in the spreadsheet we got earlier, but
she said that 3540
is the correct amount for
FY 2011.
So I'll assume that's right.
On the revenue items,
there were several of them that had significant increases over FY12.
So I was wondering if you could explain that.
There was website income, corporate match,
major donor,
car donations,
and
community events were all quite a bit
projected to be quite a bit higher
for FY13.
Bill, if I can start, and I'm sure that our GM and other associates would perhaps like to comment as well. This is part of that point where at least much of this is related to the problem that I found in terms of how these items are captured. What has been taking place in regard to the spreadsheets that we have gotten previously, and I'm going back to the actuals for through March, through the end of March this year. They didn't have the same captions as we have on this spreadsheet here. Website income. For example, website income, you show absolutely nothing there, and then it starts out at 3,000 October 2012. Well, we've had website income. Unfortunately, the prior forms that we were, that spreadsheets that we've been given, do not cover the, those things. And so that, is, you know, that's something that's problematic, so it doesn't show up. In the information that we have most recently. There may be some other kinds of things that are part of it, but in terms of the revenue, we have those some smaller categories that are, to a great extent, just missed.
Yeah, well, I was assuming there was some,
explanation about it. Yeah, hoping
John
that John or Robert could
mention that for,
those revenue items that I was mentioning.
Robert?
I'm not actually looking at the sheet, but what I know is that, you know, in talking with our development director, we actually forecast for FY13 based on what we anticipated we were going to do in FY12, and I know specifically in card donations, that number is accurate. I don't have the figures for website, but I know we did a significant amount in website compared to FY12 as well.
So what I'm looking at is that the indices that you you detail were actually not raised those. We've actually decreased what we're projecting for revenue, starting with website income.
Okay, well, this is Bill
again.
Maybe Campbell got it somewhere else, comparing columns A, C, and AD. So it's the FY2012
forecast, which is the end of the fiscal year and has blank
for website income,
which assuming zero.
Same thing for major donor.
Same thing for corporate match.
Major donor shows
$6,850 for this year and $51,400 for next year.
Card donation shows blank for this year.
Bill?
Yes.
Could you back up just a second? You said 51,813 or
okay, for,
how much did
okay,
you
for major donor?
Okay, major donor,
eight,
this is line 8.
General ledger category
752. Major donor,
more than 1K per donor.
More than 1K per donor.
Last year,
FY2012.
$6,850.
Forecast through the end of the year.
For FY13, it shows
$51,400.
And the FY 2011 was $58,813.
That's right.
But I don't know why it's so much lower this year.
Yeah, what happened?
I mean, if you don't have anybody to go after the donors, that would explain it.
I just wonder if that would happen again next year too.
Well, actually, Bill, as much as anything, it's a reality check. I mean, we're committed to what we feel is, you know, a very, very real fundamentally a very real budget this time around. And I wish we could project a higher revenue amount for major donors. But it's what we feel is within our reach.
Bill.
Okay.
This is Campbell again. I think maybe I need to apologize for having rubbed off on some of our associates here, in that I'm really fundamentally oriented towards being very conservative And I guess that's due to a banking background in regard to, you know, making projections of revenues. I have every confidence that in terms of some of the strategies that are contemplated, that are in the works, that we will be able to exceed what had taken place in FY 2011. And so, you know, this, what you're seeing in terms of the projection of 51,400, which is substantially less than what we had in the audited FY 2011, you know, I think that's just an expression of what John was saying, of being, you know, very not overly ambitious in our expression of what we think we can accomplish.
Well, yeah, and I'm not trying, to,
not trying to give you a hard time.
This is Bill again.
I guess the major question is this year's data.
That are all blank.
For the FY 2012 forecast to the end?
Right.
Yeah, that's what I was saying at the outset. This is, I think, a result of perhaps some things being, I don't know what was happening in the national office, but I think that it may be some things that were lumped into another category or something of that sort that I haven't talked with anyone there about that to, you know, to get into the weeds. However, this is something that I think we really need to do, is get into the weeds on this as to what was going on, as to why major category, you know, significant categories, won't say major, significant categories had just disappeared. I mean, you know, it's strange to have like an audited figure of $22,000 for car donations, and you know, here we are have a forecast from fiscal year 2012 to the end of zero, as it seems. And you know, I had asked about that, and John, you know, this is what we got from the national office, and I don't know, you know, in terms of any review of that that has taken place. I would suspect that there hasn't been a major shutoff in car donations, nor would I expect that there's been a shutoff in terms of website income, because we are all familiar with the fact that we are getting website income. But it's either something of categories or something else that's strange that has occurred. And frankly, I need to apologize, because I should have been looking more closely at the categories during our interim, you know, income statements and whatnot, and say, wait a minute, don't we have some that are missing from these results that we have for the interim periods that don't cover the whole thing? And, you know, maybe we could have gotten that, I could have had that sorted out for you beforehand, but unfortunately that didn't take place. And in looking at it, you know, once we were able, and this is why I wanted to look at audited results, so that we could compare reality to what the forecasts were. When we started off, the documents that we had were for the FY 2013 budget compared to the FY 2012 budget. And, you know, I think that everyone around the station's pretty clear that I was not pleased with that kind of a presentation. And that's why in talking with people around the network, I saw what the, you know, KPFA had, and I said, now this is the kind of thing that we need to do. We need to have this kind of thing.
Okay,
KPFA.
It just sounds like we probably
just need to get the FY 2012 figures updated.
I agree.
So we can compare them.
Right.
Came to the stack.
Is there anything else that you wanted to go through before we leave you, Bill? Any other questions that you had? I think
there were some other things on my list.
I don't want to dominate all the discussion. If somebody else wants to pick it up or pick their own favorite question, that'd be fine.
Okay. Yeah, this is Tracy. I heard Kim for the stack. Kim? Why don't you go ahead, followed by our Paul. I have a whole bunch of questions, but I will leave myself on the end. So, Kim, go ahead.
Give me a minute. I'm having a problem hanging on to this My Excel keeps crashing. I sort of just wanted to kind of move it on. We, you know, obviously, you know, there's a breakdown in process, but let's not talk about that all night. You know, I know, I mean, just, you know, at my station, they separating out the website from the listener income is far beyond what they can do. It just is. Asked for it for 2 years, haven't gotten it. So, you know, this appears to be a very difficult accounting trick. So, nothing we can do about it tonight. As for expenses, I had a, you know, just going down here, I had a, you know, a ton of questions on the expenses, like, programming services was $2,500 this year and nothing last year, and they're $24,000 next year. I jumped down to line 105, but I could take it up. I mean, let's just start on programming just because I'm here, and I'm, you know, the one before that is other programming expenses. There were none last year, $13,000 this year, and $24,000 next year. For example, website expenses, you know, you're going to increase it, I don't know, from $5,000 to $18,000. You know, I suspect the $18,000 this year for maintenance also, to $9,000 next year is simply a wish, not based on, you know, an inventory. I mean, I think that's the way they do it at my station. Well, we really don't want to spend that money next year, so let's just, you know, pretend we won't. And then maintenance engineering went up this year. You don't think it'll go up next year? I don't know.
I think, John, would you like to chew on
you know what? I have also another question, too. Let me just, you know, lay this out. If I look at premiums, last year was $47,000. This year is $129,000. And next year is at $120,000. You know, below that, the packaging has gone up, and then next year, for some reason, you expect that packaging to go down. So you, like, what, 47, like 50, 100, a little, you know, over doubled the premiums he spent this year. And I don't see the listener support doubling. So what was that about, or what is this about? And
all right, let me start with your last question, listener support. We actually have expanded or enhanced the line item for listener support, and correspondingly it's going to require an increase in the premium line. Our success by way of listener support connected to our prime audience, our P1 audience, has a direct relationship to what we offer by way of appealing fundraising items. We've put an emphasis on premiums that have an appeal, that premiums that correspond to a significant component of our listening audience, and a component that provides significant revenue in the lane of listener support. And so it's the thigh bone connected to the hip bone. We've had to put more emphasis on gifts and or premiums that work. that will correspondingly yield more revenue.
Right. I mean, okay, can anybody do these?
I recognize your point about doubling, although we didn't compute or calculate that so that it corresponds to a doubling for listener support, but we did recognize a requirement to put more emphasis on the enterprise of the on-air fundraising. And so it's what works for us, again, for a significant portion of our audience, are premiums that have a direct affinity to the programs that generate a huge audience for us.
Right. Look, I think, you know, KPFK started this model of, you know, the home shopping thank you gifts. So I totally get this. But, I mean, just let's look at the numbers. It's 80,000 more than last year to 200,000 more. So, I mean, that's not a poor ratio. You at least doubled that money. And that's it. But generally, the ratio should be higher than that, I think.
Yeah. Sure.
So this, you know, I'm pointing it out. I don't. Yeah.
Okay. Tim, I'm going to say that you're getting on the side of a back and forth, and there are other folks on the staff.
Fine.
I didn't get much humor, but try to wrap it up.
There's just one other point I want to mention, and that there was a backlog when John came on, and this is something that's also affecting our premium payments and whatnot, and also the packaging and shipping of those premiums. So he's doing, I think, major work on reducing the backlog. So that's a piece of it.
Okay, look, you know, I mean, I'm very on top of this issue because it's a huge problem at K. So it's one of the things that I just noticed and I'm probably more on top of than other people. And I'm just saying it's something, you know, we need to keep an eye on. You know, as far as right now, it's like better than a poke in the eye with a sharp stick. So, but let's not, you know, let's just keep an eye on these ratios and all that stuff. So I'll move on for now.
So we're going to go to our Paul.
I think John was going to say something.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Something more John wanted to add.
Well, I was going to respond to one of the of Kim's other questions, but if Tracy, if you're moving on, I'm fine with that as well.
Kim, would you like more response, or shall we move on?
Well, I mean, you know, these programming costs were significant.
Yeah.
Let's hear what John has to say, and after that, we'll go right to our call.
I had submitted the executive director several months ago, as well as to our LSD, a plan for WPFW audience and fundraising development. And embedded in that plan was a requirement for WPFW to refine and, frankly, reinvent the station programming grid and schedule. And as part of that plan, it's our determination to, by way of strengthening the program schedule, to strengthen and revise our drive time content. And this is our first wave of our strategic plan and our determination to improve our audience performance. And the $24,000 in that budget line represents the cost associated with the creation and or the acquisition of new program, new content we are intent on reinventing our drive time schedules with. And by way of drive time, of course, I'm talking about 5 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Hello.
And correspondingly, 4 and maybe even as early as 3 p.m. through 7 p.m. And in order for
it's okay. I want a conference call.
It,
I just put on hold. That's okay.
Going to cost,
can talk for a minute.
It is going to cost money to do that. There are acquisitions that we're looking at either free and or significantly discounted. But we're looking at acquisitions that, in our view, are going to majorly matter.
Okay, should I get there like 8 or 8:30 so we can go over things before?
Our audience numbers. Our audience numbers are woefully are woeful, I should say.
Well, it's always good to get there at least 30 minutes early to go over things on the show, but I can get there by 8 if you want.
To its audience numbers, its QM.
Right. We know that, John. Let me just ask like one question.
It's okay.
Is this like, are you looking at public affairs programming or music programming? And the only other thing I would say is, please, you know, check out AudioPort. There are a lot of really good free shows out there as well. And shows from the other stations. We also have some really good resources within our network.
Yeah.
So,
yes, Kim. So to answer your question,
framing, you know,
news and public affairs.
If you haven't already gone over with Laura,
public affairs.
In terms of you need to know how much time you're going
to
have. Usually they have
the organization,
you know, the BBC News headlines at the beginning of that hour, and then
we are looking at sharing content between
the hour,
the Pacifica station, station to station, station
and
network.
Traffic and weather breaks every 15 minutes. So it may mean
you
only have about 40, 42
minutes. And we certainly will and are and have been looking at audio for.
You could talk to Laura and just so you know, time.
Okay. We are going to go to Art Paul, then I'm going to call on myself. Is there anyone else who wants to be on the stack?
Well, we'll see you in the morning.
Okay. Art Paul, you're on.
Great.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone, for being here. All right. It is unfortunate that we have this thing if we have to go back and forth between the spreadsheet and the PDF, because the PDF that I'm looking at doesn't have Excel spreadsheet line numbers in the side, but it does have some of those capital items, and there's one item that on the spreadsheet is line 48, and that's moving expenses, and there's nothing, I have errors and nothing in there, and then it says total capital items and moving expenses. And so that's a very big deal. That's a thing we really need to pay attention to. Now, I'm looking at the net loss, net income, and it's line, in the Excel spreadsheet, line 36, and it says for FY12, negative 143,000, and for FY13 budget, positive 7. And then we get down after we look at the capital items for the for FY12 forecast, we're looking at a total of 153 in the red for FY12, and I'm trying, let's see, that would look like I think there's just a blank there. All right, I have it looks like 120,800 for something in there. Is that what's supposed to be?
What line are you on,
$120,800 the thing you're looking for the budget for this year?
Robert?
That doesn't sound right to me.
Okay,
sound right.
Yeah, because I have in the PDF, I have a set of numbers here, and the one that's showing up, this looks like, okay, wait. So I have to scroll up, scroll down, and the PDF really isn't showing me your budget. Okay. All right, I'm going back to the spreadsheet, which doesn't have stuff. the big deal here is that there are going to be moving expenses, and what is your bottom line? What is the surplus deficit or net loss thing here? Because if you're, let's go to 36 since I actually have a number there. If your net income is going to be 7,000, you've got a move to make. You have to move, and I believe there's still the 200,000 in restricted funds that can go towards the move. And you know, the 7,000 you can, that can go away in an afternoon or 2 days or whatever. And so I'm very concerned about the fact of this move, which has to happen. And I'm not seeing a big number here. I mean, if you have a net income of $7,000 and then you've got the 200, can you really make an entire move for $200,000? I mean, we've looked at this for WBAI at times, and there's no way WBAI could move for $200,000. That's just the move itself. So I'd like to know, what are the plans for actually moving? I know there's a committee, and could you tell me if you absolutely have something signed on a place to move to, and what kind of money do you expect to need to spend on that move?
We do not have a signed agreement at this time for a new facility. We are in conversation with a potential landlord, and I'm hopeful, I say this advisedly, that we could at least know what where we stand in a matter of a couple of weeks. Go right to it. We have $200,000 that is available for applying to our relocation. That is all that we have at this point in time. Can we make a move for $200,000? Yes, we can. It would be in the queue of a contingency and or temporary provisional move in one iteration. If good fortune is with us and we're able to move into a facility that is, as of right now, fundamentally a broadcast facility that would allow us simply to come in and plug and play, if you will, we can manage to make this happen with $200,000, and we've been advised by way of the Pacifica Engineering staff that they, in their capacity as engineers and integrators, would be able to pull this off for the amount that we've set aside, for the amount, for this $200,000 that's reserved for relocation. This is predicated on largely on our ability to be able to move into a facility that is fundamentally developed to allow us simply to and or fundamentally equip it. But it would have all of the requisite technical infrastructure, the IT infrastructure. It, in effect, would have to be a standing radio station and or broadcast facility, unequipped, if you will, or perhaps only equipped to provide the technical infrastructure, sort of the broadcast operational infrastructure, along with some measure of back office operational space. So that has been our focus, and will continue to be our focus over the next couple of 3 weeks.